Your discussions with the adjuster should be collegial when you can. You certainly can advocate for your client and be collegial about it. The insurance adjuster does not necessarily have to be demonized in order for you to effectively advocate for your client. No more than you would have to talk down or be condescending to a jury when you're advocating for your client. You are advocating for your client to an insurance adjuster that controls the purse strings on the case. That is not effective. It is not effectively handled by being condescending, by telling the insurance adjuster that they are not a lawyer and that you're going to sue them if they don't do what you tell them to do. And, you know, in fact, in intake, it's a valuable lesson, I think, to the client. A lot of these clients come in and they're so pissed at the insurance company when they get to your office that they're ready to hang the adjuster. They're ready to hang the insurance company. And you need to tell them right then, hey, guys, when we go to trial in this case, if that happens, and I hope it doesn't for your sake, but if we do, the adjuster's not going to be there. Their name's not going to be on the pleadings. They're not going to be called as a witness. You're never going to exact any measure of vengeance against the adjuster. That's not going to happen. What you're going to have is a 19-year-old kid that ran a red light sitting at the counsel table with their buttoned-up lawyer, and that's who you're going to try to demonize. So you need to get over that. Being collegial, not being condescending, is important. And it's important not just in the beginning of the case, but as many of you know, once you file the case, it may get transferred to another adjuster. Those adjusters look at the notes. They know what the history is. They know who they've been dealing with. And having an advocate that is